He'll say, I won't hurt you. Okay. Or will not. The won't would be most there.
And if you were driving in your car someplace, you and your wife, and you saw a friend walk along the side of the road, same direction you're going, you might stop and open the window and say, may we...
Give you a ride or something like that, maybe. Give you a ride or...
Okay, and when you took him to wherever he's going and let him off, and he thanked you and said, don't mention it,
we were glad to do it.
And if you were in a hurry to get someplace and you weren't going as far as he was going, you had to turn off before you got there. So you let him out wherever it was you turned. Say, I'm sorry, but this is...
This is as far as I'm going on your route.
let's see, if the child's just learning to dress himself, the mother might come in with all his clothes and hold him out and say...
Well, you would say put these on.
When your wife's working in the kitchen, what would she wear over her dress to keep it stainless?
Apron.
And if you're going to sign your name in ink, what would you use?
Use a pen.
The thing you use hold over your head when it's raining to...
Umbrella.
And if you're putting a diaper on the baby, what do you fasten it with?
Safety pin.
And if your clothes are worn out and you have to go to somebody's wedding, you have to go out and buy what?
Well, hello. I may have that
letter. Yeah, we still here. In fact, this young man's run in around wool gathered on a lot of things. I can't think of a lot of things. Man, it was all right anyway. Beg your pardon now. You said if you didn't have clothes and you had to go out and rent clothes or something?
No, you have to go to somebody's wedding or something, so you have to get all dressed up and you look in your closet and your clothes are pretty worn out and say, well, I don't want to wear this. I better go out and buy a new
suit.
And if it was a three-piece suit, what would be the pieces of it?
Well, it would be the coat and trousers and vest.
And as far as trousers, do you have any different words that you use for them?
Well, pants, trousers.
Would that mean the same thing where you said pants or trousers?
That would mean the same, yes.
If the boy's growing up and he puts on his winter suit that he wore last year, and you might say, uh-oh, this coat won't fit this year. Last year, it, what?
You've outgrown it.
Okay, and on the other hand, if it's because, not because he's outgrown it, but because maybe it was washed in hot water.
It is. Well, it has shrunken up.
And if he stopped off at somebody's apple orchard on the way and filled up his pockets with apples, you say his pockets are doing what?
Well, it's bulging.
Do you have time to go on?
Yes, I'm just, of course, I don't want my wife to supervise me. It's all right, man. What I mean is, first thing is I'm hard of hearing, and then I worked at the courthouse this morning. I have trouble with my ears and my head, and they had a blame air conditioner there this morning, and it just does me like that. And I shouldn't have stayed in there, but I had some work I wanted to get done. So, just in the little room, the record room itself, and the big air conditioner right up there. And I stayed in there longer than I should have, but that's all right.
Well, I'm interested in your subject matter.
Well, he's got such a various subject matter, things about the house and the this, that, and the other, and I couldn't even think of what the sofa was or anything else a while ago. But it's all right. We're getting along. We're passing the time anyway.
Of course, you won't be able to brag on her now.